Blog Talk Radio.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
And that was sick. Black support.
Oh, God, that was horrible. Everybody, welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio Live with the Crush Hearts and Black Reporter. I should say the very sick Black Reporter. But like the trooper he is here for us tonight on a show that is awesome because we're awesome. So Black Reporter, how sick are you?
Let's just say it's a coughing, sneezing, congestion. Me and Mutant X have been best friends. Yep.
Oh man, the commercial.
Folks, because of that reason, I may not be here for long, but I did want to be here for at least a part of the show. Because this hits a little close to home. Tonight, we decided that we were going to attack the problem of sex addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, those of us who visit Camp Super Fluffy on a regular basis will jump up and say, oh yeah, I'm a sex addict. But until you actually realize what that all entails, of quote unquote being a sex addict, I don't really think you want to be one. Because in my view, okay, a sexual addict is someone that's all they think about. Climaxing is their drug. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. When I was married years ago, my ex thought that I may have been sexually addicted. And after attending a few sexual addiction sessions, you know, they have them just like they have them for Alcoholics Anonymous, Cocaine Anonymous, you know, the self-help groups and everything. I realized that I didn't fit in that crowd. I didn't fit in that crowd at all. Because they were talking about how they would leave from there and go to a bar just to get a woman to get some pussy. At the drop of a hat.
Right.
They don't care who it is. They don't care what time it is.
Right. And that's part of the risky behavior when it comes
exactly.
to someone that's a sex addict. Sexual addiction is, some believe, is also a form of obsessive compulsive disorder. And majority believe that sexual addiction is literally an addiction, and the same as alcohol is an addiction and drug is an addiction. And you know, one thing we do know about addiction is that it is a disease, and there's no direct cure. You can't go pray and then be healed the next day. But however, like any addiction, it can be managed with help and understanding. I want to go ahead and bring in our good friends. First of all, this person, 347, Sister 7. Yeah, Sister 7.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm good. How you is?
I'm good. I didn't say nah. I thought you was gonna finish saying the rest of the digits.
No, I wouldn't put your number out there like that. But I say your name and where you're from.
My name is Rickness, and I'm here in Brooklyn, New York.
Okay.
Well, welcome, Rickness, and welcome to our side of the fence.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's always good to be a part of something that's positive. You guys have an interesting topic, too.
Thank you.
And I've heard you have a very interesting show also.
Yes. Yeah, I want to thank LaCrush because she really has helped me get started with Wellness versus Illness show. And Black Reporter, you're definitely more than welcome to be a part of that. You know, and I know that LaCrush can definitely add, she can give you more details and stuff like that about the show. But, you know, I want to say thank you so much. But enough about me. You know, I'm off the spotlight. But LaCrush, this is a good topic because, you know, I actually suffered from sexual addiction before, and I had to learn ways to actually discipline myself, and I let it, you know, I had to control it instead of allowing it, the sexual urges to control me.
Right.
Let me ask you a question, Rickness, because I went to SA meetings myself. Were there times that you were in a meeting and you said to yourself, "I don't belong"? You heard some of the stories. And you're wondering, I don't belong here. Do I?
Well,
actually, you know what? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. He asked you. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know what? Being honest with you, Black Reporter, I do agree with that. And the reason why I say that, because I actually realized that I was a whole lot more off better than I thought I was. Because I'm hearing other people's stories. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. I'm like, you have people that the issues that they have regarding sexual addiction, it's like they need to be in a psych unit. And I'm not being funny. I'm just being honest.
No.
And you know what I'm saying? A lot of it was just, you know what, if I just give myself a little bit more willpower, I can overcome this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
yeah.
A lot of it was a psychological thing with me.
Mm-hmm.
And hearing other people say that if you know, I listen to a lot of people, and you know, I have to learn how to make decisions for myself. Because if I'm not careful, then I'll allow people's opinions to make me think I'm some crazy nut when it's not that serious. Because I actually can learn to control it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
All
oh,
right, guys.
Rickness, I should warn you that I may bow out of here, you know, up in the future because I'm not feeling my best right now. I'm sorry, Crush. Go ahead.
Okay, we want to bring in the 225-281. Everybody know her as Lady C.
Hey, Mama.
We're like 12
Hi.
AKAs.
How you doing, Miss Lady?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Lady C, AKA Miss Parker, AKA Lil Debbie. AKA, you got a lot of AKAs.
No. Do not say that name, please.
Okay.
We ain't heard from Lil Debbie in so long. It's a good thing.
We also want to bring in from the 614. He done called in for both of his numbers at one time. What's up to
good evening, John.
John.
Good evening.
Good evening. How you doing?
Okay, there you go. How you doing, baby King?
Hey, John.
What's up, baby?
What's up, baby? John, why are you calling me from the same number twice?
No, the cat. My cat. She accidentally knocked the phone down and had to re-call.
Oh, that damn cat. Okay.
No, she's me.
So
whatever.
We're talking about.
Yes, she is.
So tonight we're talking about sexual addiction, which
ooh,
is a very, very, see what I'm talking about, John? It is a very serious topic. But a simple fact, I think it's a serious topic, is that people are on the fence about it, from doctors to just regular people. When we think of sexual addiction, we think of it as being a good thing. You know, we think of it as just, you know, being able to express yourself. You know, you think of sex, you're not thinking of it as a horrible thing. You're not seeing the repercussions, the risky behavior. you just say you got a sex, you got a sexual appetite, a high, you know, sexual appetite. And what makes sexual addiction so serious is the risky behaviors that come along with being a sex addict.
Exactly.
And these risky behaviors can put you personally, can, you know, affect your health, affect you mentally, affect you
emotionally.
Emotionally. I mean, like any other addiction, it has its ups and it has its downs. You know, for that 5 or 10 minutes or even 3 minutes, you're happy, you're floating on cloud nine. But then when you finish, when it's over, you hit a very low bottom. Also, you know, one thing about any addiction is you're always trying to get that first high.
Oh,
that's what makes the risky behaviors even worse, because you're always trying to repeat that first high, that first, the way you really felt and it took you to cloud zenith and you feeling, right, I'm just thinking of stuff now.
No, but it's true. It's true. You always want to get that high that you first had.
Right, you first had, and that never happened. It doesn't repeat, but you're pressing, people pressing boundaries, pressing boundaries, pressing boundaries. And some of these behaviors, you know, I'm just saying, have anybody on here have thought of themselves besides Black Porter and Rickson? Have you, John, or Lady, and thought of yourself as being a sex addict?
No, no, never.
Never.
I enjoy it, but I don't think about it all the time. I mean, if it happens, it happens. You know, it's no big deal.
Oh, okay. What about you, Lady C?
Yeah, I thought I made the borderline with that. Yeah.
Oh, borderline. Okay, well, you need to get your, you need to get back on your computer so you can take our sex addict assessment test, which is not very accurate now that I'm thinking about it. No, okay. I went to this website called www.sexhealth.com, and they have a sexual addiction screening test.
What?
Right, they have a screening test. And called SAST. It's a private test. It has about 53 questions on it, and basically, it puts a profile together to help distinguish between addictive and non-addictive behaviors.
Yeah.
They claim it was development in cooperation with hospitals, treatment programs, blah, 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 all that good stuff. but, you know, this is a private test you can take on your computer. You don't have to save it, or the case may be. And what it does is it actually takes your responses and it basically compares them to those that have been diagnosed with sexual addiction. And basically, you're on a level between 1 and 20. You're on a level between 1 and 20, and it's, you know, 6 being the lowest.
Like, and being the highest.
6, you being, you know, under it. If you're above 6, then you're considered to have these tendons.
Oh, God.
So, out of 1 to 20, I scored a 14.
Woo! Let's give it up, girl.
That is not a good thing, folks. I gotta go look into that. I know I gotta go look into that, but I did encourage people to go and try to take the test. That's once again sexhealth.com.
When you take it, though.
Huh?
I said they gotta make sure they're honest when they take it.
Yeah. Not only honest when you take it, but don't have sex on the brain when you take it. Well, try not to have sex on the brain.
Let me ask you a question.
Try not to ask that question.
Was that the first question?
What?
Have you asked the first question already?
No.
Oh, God.
Okay.
No, that wasn't the first question. The first, look, no, that wasn't the first question. The first question was, what was your gender?
Oh, female. Okay.
Male or female?
Oh, shit. Oh, hell. All
right. The first question is female, and the second question was your indicate your orientation, which is heterosexual, bisexual, or homosexual.
Heterosexual. Do not like. No.
And then it's a series of yes or no questions. And that first question is yes or no. I have no concerns about my sexual behavior, but I'm curious how I would score.
Wait, repeat that again.
The yes or no question. I have no concerns about my sexual behavior, but I'm curious how I would score.
How you would score?
Right, how
yeah.
you would
yeah. did you score?
How would you score?
Oh, my yes. God.
Yes or no, Black Reporter?
No.
No. Okay. I have no concerns about my sexual behavior, but others are concerned. Yes or no?
No.
I'm having problems with my sexual behavior, but do not consider myself a sex addict. Yes or no?
Right now, no.
Right now.
About 15 years ago, yeah.
Okay, next question is, I know I'm a sex addict. Yes
no.
or no? And I have sought therapy because of my sexual problems. Yes or no?
No.
Yes, for Black women.
Repeat that.
I have sought therapy because of my sexual problems.
No.
Yes.
You want me to continue, Black Reporter? Would you like to take the test live online?
Yeah, come on. I will.
Yes or no? Were you sexually abused as a child or adolescent?
Yes.
No. Well, I take that back. Yes, I was.
Okay. Did your parents have trouble with sexual behavior?
No.
Do you also find yourself preoccupied with sexual thoughts? Yes or no?
For right now, I'll go with no.
Okay.
Shut up.
What did I say that? Do you feel that your sexual behavior is not normal?
Oh, okay.
No.
I don't like this question because it's like, damn, if you want me to answer these questions, I might as well diagnose myself. But anyway, do you ever feel bad about your sexual behavior?
No.
Has your sexual behavior ever created problems for you and your family? Yes.
In their eyes, yes.
In their eyes, yes.
Well, I'm only telling you the truth.
Have you ever sought help for your sexual behavior you did not like?
Yes.
Has anyone been hurt emotionally because of your sexual behavior?
No.
Yes.
Are any of your sexual activities against the law?
No.
Have you made efforts to quit a type of sexual activity and failed?
Repeat that again.
Have you ever made efforts to quit a type of sexual activity and failed?
No.
No. Do you hide some of your sexual behavior from others? Ooh, I like that question.
Well, it depends. I mean, if you're talking about masturbation.
Yes. That's a yes. You do.
Yes,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you attempted to stop some parts of your sexual activity? Yes.
Yeah.
Have you felt degraded by your sexual behavior?
No.
Like a piece of meat.
Oh, okay.
Ooh,
Crush.
Crush.
Sex, do you feel depressed afterwards? Ooh.
Repeat that.
When you have sex, do you feel depressed afterwards? Remember the high and lows?
No.
Hell no.
Do you feel controlled by your sexual desires? I do.
That's a hard question.
Yes.
I would say yes.
You say yes?
Uh-huh.
All right. How have important parts of your life, such as job, family, friends, leisure activities, been neglected because you were spending too much time on sex? Yes or no?
Years ago, yes.
Yes. Okay.
Do you ever think your sexual desire is stronger than you are?
Stronger than what?
You.
Than you. No.
Is sex almost all you think about?
No.
Has sex or romantic fantasies been a way for you to escape your problems?
Yes.
I plead the fifth on that one.
Nah, you're already 20 deep. You better go the whole shebang.
Wait, what was that?
I said, has sex or romantic fantasies been a way for you to escape your problems?
And what did Lacey say?
I said you have to answer.
I'm already 20 deep, huh?
No, I said
what's this?
I said you're already 20 deep. You might as well go for the whole shebang.
Just quiet, honey.
Okay, ask the question one more time so I know the proper way to answer it.
It's only yes or no.
Yeah.
Has sex or romantic fantasies been a way for you to escape your problems?
Yes.
Yeah.
Has sex become the most important thing in your life?
Huh? Repeat that.
Has sex become the most important thing in your life?
No.
Are you in crisis over sexual matters?
Pardon me?
Are you in crisis over sexual matters?
No.
Has the internet
Ma'am,
created
I don't have any
problems
yet.
For you?
Repeat that.
Has the internet created sexual problems for you?
No.
All right, you sure? You hesitated for a minute, yeah. Do you spend too much time online for sexual purposes?
Yes.
No comment.
Yes or no?
Yes.
We get to learn a lot about Black Reporter, don't we?
Yeah.
Have you purchased services online for erotic purposes? Sites for dating, pornography, fantasies, and friend finders?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you used the internet to make romantic or erotic connections with people online?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have people in your life been upset about your sexual activities online?
Yeah.
Have you attempted to stop your online sexual behavior?
Yeah.
Have you subscribed to or regularly purchased or rented sexual explicit material, magazines, videos, books, or online pornography?
No.
Have you been sexual with minors?
No.
Have you spent considerable time and money on strip clubs, adult bookstores, and movie houses?
No.
Have you engaged?
Not recently.
Yes or no, Black Boy?
No.
Okay. Have you engaged prostitutes and escorts to satisfy your sexual needs? Be honest.
Yes.
Yes.
Have you spent considerable time surfing pornographic online, pornography online.
Yeah.
Have you used magazines, videos, or online pornography even when there was considerable risk of being caught by family members who would be upset by your behavior?
No.
Yes.
Have you regularly purchased romantic novels or sexual explicit magazines?
No.
Have you stayed in romantic relationships after they become emotionally or physically abusive?
Repeat that question again.
Have you stayed in romantic relationships after they become emotionally or physically abusive?
No.
Okay. Have you traded sex for money or gifts?
Nope.
Have you maintained multiple romantic or sexual relationships at the same time?
Repeat that.
Have you maintained multiple romantic or sexual relationships at the same time? Yes.
Thank you, Carol. Yes.
I said that. She's actually been quiet. After sexual acting out, do you sometimes refrain from all sex for a significant period? Bless you. After sexually acting out, do you sometimes refrain from all sex for a significant period?
No.
Have you regularly engaged... No, I'm not going to ask you that question because I don't want to know.
Come on, answer it anyway.
Excuse me?
Come on, crush.
Huh?
Come on, let's go all the way with these questions. These sound good.
Do you visit sexual bathhouse, sex clubs, or adult bookstores as part of your regular sexual activity?
Hell no.
Go to the bathhouse. Have you engaged in unsafe or risky sex even though you knew it would cause you harm?
No.
Wait, repeat that.
Have you engaged in unsafe or risky sex even though you
no.
would cause you harm?
No.
Have you cruised public restrooms, rest areas, or parks?
No. No. No.
Hell no.
Do you believe casual anonymous sex has kept you from having more long-term intimate relationships?
No.
And two more questions. Has your sexual behavior put you at risk for arrest for lewd conduct or public indecency?
No.
Nope.
And the last question is, have you been paid for sex?
No.
Are you sure?
Hell no.
Are you sure?
Crush!
Man, give a brother a break, Crush.
Thank you, John.
So that was the second.
Hey, since we're talking about a sex act, wouldn't that be considered a person like a nymphomaniac who can't get enough sex?
No. No.
A nympho is a person that wants it constantly, right? Wouldn't that be a sex addict?
Well, we got other people on the line. Wow. I'm sorry, guys. I was actually reading the story, though, so I did not know y'all was here. But we have somebody with their hand up from the 718-34 area code. What's your
next
name?
Next victim. They call me Mike.
Mike?
All right, Mike.
Hi,
welcome.
What's up, Mike?
Good evening. Good evening.
Oh.
Next victim.
They call you.
I
Mike?
Came in on your little survey or whatever.
All right. And where you calling from, Mike?
Brooklyn, of course. Brownsville.
Brownsville, Brooklyn. How did you hear about our show, Mike?
You know that Facebook. You are a friend of mine.
so I decided the first time to give your show a call.
Oh, well, thank you very much for tuning in.
We appreciate it, sir. We appreciate it. I'm Black Reporter. I'm Black Reporter, the co-host.
Well, this is my first time, so hopefully, you know, y'all treat me right.
Oh.
I'll try to abide by all your questions and your answers.
Okay.
I'll try to be as truthfully as I can.
Control yourself.
Ladies, you control yourself.
John Harsh.
Okay, Black Reporter. I'm going to tell you your results. Do you want me to tell your results on air?
Go right ahead.
Okay.
He's a pervert.
They compare your answers with people who have been diagnosed with sex addiction. Your answers have met a score on the basis of 6 criteria that indicate sex addiction is present.
That's right. Congratulations. Merry Christmas.
So out of 20, you got a 9.
Okay.
And it says most addicts are above a 6. So that's what you mean. Sheesh.
He's healthy.
Sheesh. You are not healthy. You got, you're borderline.
No. He's above borderline.
You above low, right? You're above borderline. 6 and a 9? That's way better than 6 and 14.
Yeah.
I was at 14.
Damn.
Well, we know where you would fall.
Why you say that? Why you say that?
Well, aren't you highly sexual?
No.
Just in her mind.
That and 45 cents will buy you land in Arizona. Girl, please.
Okay, well, it does tell you to seek out professional help. You know.
Where can we
it
go?
Does.
And I have.
Oh, right, it tells you to seek out professional. I just wanted to put that out there. But anyway, you can go to sex... Oh, I just lost the page. You can go to sexhealth.com and you take the test for yourself. As you see, it's painless. If you're truthful with yourself, you know, you get to know the truth about yourself. And what about you, Mike? Do you think you can be considered a sex addict?
I mean, I'm a Leo, so yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. I don't mean in a good way. I mean, it's... having a true addiction, like it's sex off your mind.
No,
do you
it's
involve
not
yourself in risky behavior?
Not constantly. Anything risky that I do, you know what I'm saying? It's done not even outside of risk. It's not even taking a chance. But yeah, you know, I'm an addict, but it doesn't like hold me or whatever. It's not like an everyday thing. If I can have it every day, yes, I would do it every day. But it's not on my mind constantly. I'm into other things.
Okay.
Work, school, stuff like that.
Okay. Anyway, I encourage everybody to take the test and visit the website. It got a lot of different tests on there as far as the key behaviors and things like that. We also got 4 people from the 404 on the call and 917.
Oh, my
Georgia. What do we do?
And 917 is on the call. And, oh, I know who that is. 347-731. Hi,
Pookie.
Not you, Lady. That's Junebug. Okay.
Bring that 917 up so I can tell a vibe before I go.
The 917?
Uh-huh.
Hi, 917, 200.
Hello.
Hello, lady. And you probably
Hello,
just dumbly.
Right, he had to just blow up your spot. You couldn't just stay in the shortcut, right? He always just got to blow somebody's spot up, don't he? You couldn't just say blind back and forth.
What are you, what?
You couldn't just say bye. You had to blow up.
Well, will you please?
Yeah.
And to my Green Bay people over there, We looking at y'all.
Hmm. Okay, Black Reporter. You and your... Oh my God, I'm sweating over here. Oh, so hot. Anyway, no sexual injury. The 347731. He's a sex addict, I know for sure. Hi, Pookie.
I'm not. What? No sex addict.
Hi, Pookie.
Nah, I ain't no sex addict.
I know. How you doing?
Yeah. I'm chilling. How you doing?
I'm doing swell. Want to introduce yourself?
How's everybody else doing? I don't know who else is doing.
We got people from Baton Rouge. We got people from New York. We all over the map. We got people from Georgia.
Lady C.
Black DC. Okay.
Well, good night, everybody.
Yeah.
Hello.
What's good?
Hello.
What's good? How y'all doing?
Alright.
Yeah.
I could be doing better.
Yeah, he's sick.
Oh, I.
He just wants
to. Living, so that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? You're living, so that's a good thing.
Crush.
Crush,
I will be back in time to do the closing, but, y'all have yourself a good show, okay?
All right, bye.
Bye,
Black Reporter.
Bye, Black Reporter. Anyway, I thought it was funny to begin with just to put this show together. And then, you know, people was bringing up that this is a very serious type of topic because people do take sexual addiction very lightly. And, you know, at the end of the day, we do have to remember it is an addiction. And, you know, addiction is a disease. And people need help to maintain those addictions. And 404-956, how you doing? I guess you're not doing. Right.
I'm here. Y'all just dragged me in, huh?
Yeah, we dragged you in. You was the only one not dragged in, so might as well just bring everybody
can't
in.
Can't just sit there on the phone like a stalker, huh? What's up, Georgia?
I'm just listening, y'all.
It be popping out
I'm
there, Georgia.
Here.
I already
I'm
know.
Just
I lived out there for 5 years in Marietta, so stop playing.
You just behaving yourself out there in Georgia?
Oh, yeah, always.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to put you in a corner.
What's your name is?
It's Sean repping BBW all day.
Oh, Sean, why you want to be all shy?
I'm not being shy. I'm just saying I'm just listening.
Just listening. Well, we want your two cents. What you think about sexual addiction? Have you ever really just thought about it?
Have I ever thought about sexual addiction?
Right. Have you ever thought to yourself, am I a sex addict?
I mean, at times, yeah. Even when I can't get none of me, I mean, other than, you know, doing other things, I think about it because I have like a sexual addiction for different things.
You got a sexual addiction for different things. Okay.
Yeah, like fetish and all that other crazy stuff.
Ooh, fetishes. That should be a show topic for next year. What kind of fetish you have?
Dominatrix fetish.
Oh. Thursday. We're going to give a show dedicated to her stable.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
So you got gotta come back. You gotta come back to the show on Thursday so they can learn more about your stable and such.
Learn more about what?
We're gonna learn more about the stable.
Stable.
The stable, yeah, stable.
Yes.
You know.
The table or the stable?
Stable. The stable.
Okay.
I don't know. Y'all crazy tonight. Lady C.
Yes, ma'am.
What about you? You ever considered, you ever thought of it to yourself? I might be a sex addict?
Yep.
I said lady.
I think y'all ladies got more self-control over us, but y'all just attempt to hide it very well. You know, we put ourselves out there.
Who we? Men?
Females
what?
In general. I'm sorry. I think y'all hide it better than us.
We hide what?
Y'all can control it, I should say, better than us. We, it's a different story for males. Like, we are out there. It's on our mind constantly. I mean, with y'all, we could ask y'all if it's on your mind, and y'all going to say, no, I'm looking at the new Gucci bag or whatever the case may be. I want to get my nails done. But, you know, y'all hide the fact that y'all are thinking it just as much. So I think y'all hide it better than us. Or y'all can control it better than us.
That's just another way we express ourselves sexually. Through shopping.
By hiding.
Shopping is like sex.
Oh,
yeah,
it's ain't fine, it's fine and seen.
Oh,
like, it should be something mutual, if anything, like.
I mean, you can catch an orgasm. You get a good sale. That's an orgasm right there.
That's an orgasm, right? Nah,
fuck
not,
out of here.
For dude, not for us. Us is completely different.
I just paid $50. My nipples just got hard. Yes, orgasm.
Nah. Exactly. When you get that close bag for.
Hell no.
Oh, no. See, when you get that Coach bag for $150 and it's normally $400, that's an orgasm right there.
Oh,
word.
Right there.
So that's it. Y'all don't even need us. All y'all need is Macy's, Bloomingdale's, and all that, and y'all good to go.
No,
so y'all just eliminating us out the picture.
You need
y'all. Let me tell you something. You want to give your girl an instant orgasm without even touching her? Open up your wallet and flip out some bills and pay for something.
Oh,
she'll melt right here on the floor.
I get satisfied. My pockets just got thinner, but I didn't get satisfied. I need a nut and
oh, no, but she did.
She did. She good.
She did. I love to see a man pay. I love it. I love to see a man pull out his wallet and pay for something. That is so exciting to me.
Well, you just hit the nail on the head when you said that. I didn't get it. And, you know, the thing about females and males, it's not that we can hide it better, we can control it better, but a lot of us feel that if we give y'all 110%, you may just give us exactly the same
75.
Thing.
75? Right. Oh, the whole thing?
I said the whole thing. I said almost the whole thing.
Almost the whole thing.
Almost the whole thing.
We're going halfway.
But we put you before we put, in most cases, before we put ourselves. Because it's you who turns us on. Men in general.
Okay.
I'm not talking about, talking about men in general. The reason why I do it is because you turn me on. If you're satisfied, then I'm satisfied. That's what it feels like.
That's
the dynamic.
Right.
For the dynamics messed up at. Because you're so focused on yourself and she's focused on you.
You can't label all of us.
The thing is, I have to keep you engaged for me to get on. So that's why the dynamic is messed up like that. I have to keep you engaged for me to get on. You have to feel that way. You know what I'm saying? You have to keep your heart on. So I'm going to have to please you. I'm going to have to satisfy you. You're going to have to be the first thing on my mind for me to even attempt of getting myself on.
All you got to do is be in the room. I guess it's with age and the type of guy that you deal with. Because honestly, I'm all about pleasing. I can't have sex or be with a female and know that she ain't come. Like, that shit pissed me off. You're not going to put my name under the dirt and talk to your homegirls about how this thing ain't satisfying me or whatever. That shit hurts. So I'm all about pleasing and satisfying first
I'm glad
before
you
I even
said
get
that.
Mine though.
It sounds
because, in my opinion, this is Britt. In my opinion, the reason why y'all men are frustrated sexually And why women know how to channel it better is because women know how to receive sexual gratification from a man and from a woman. Y'all are dependent on just strictly women. And the reason being is because, let me explain to you, it has nothing to do with a woman being bisexual or anything. Okay, Crush, correct me if I'm wrong. We can go to the Korean and get our feet done and get satisfaction through that Korean woman massaging our feet and rubbing our feet. And we ain't got no problem with a woman massaging our feet. Okay? But y'all ain't gonna let nobody touch your feet. You understand what I'm saying? So a woman, we can go get a facial, get our nails done, get our hair done, even a woman running her hands through our hair, washing, getting a wash and set. That's pleasure. You understand what I'm saying? When we come out of there, we feel like $1 million. You feel like, oh, damn, I feel satisfied, got my hair done. But see, y'all men are just dependent on the woman for y'all gratification. So that's why maybe it seems like we hide it better than you men hide it. Because we get satisfied with a sale. We get satisfied when we eat some chocolate. We get satisfied when we get our hair done, when we get our cheek rub. Hell, when we get a good-tasting cheeseburger, we get satisfaction through a lot of stuff.
How you get satisfied off chocolate?
Easy. Give me some damn Godiva. What?
Depending on where you put it, depending on where you put it on her body, she
ain't got nothing to do with where you put it. Godiva, a bottle of champagne, strawberries. Are you kidding me? Really, basically, we don't really need you, man. To tell you the truth.
Oh,
I mean, y'all are just okay. Well, thank you. The hell, shit, we don't really need you.
Wait. The conversation is about who don't need who, right? We all need each other. Fuck that.
Well, I know we all need each other. Okay, but what I'm saying is, when you think about it.
But I can see.
Okay, but listen. See, don't look too deep into what I'm saying, brother. What I'm saying is, when I say we don't need you, don't look that deep as if I'm saying we don't need it at all.
I get you 100%. I get you 100%.
What I'm saying is, we get gratification elsewhere. When y'all get tired of your hand, y'all look for a woman. We get tired of our hands.
That's another topic right there.
Let me ask you a question. Okay, so let me ask you a question, Mike. All the men online right now. When y'all go get y'all hair cut, You got on the spanking brand new jeans you just bought, you got your fly pelle shirt on, whatever you wear, whatever Tommy or think, whatever. You got your coat on, you got all this other stuff, you step outside, you get to the corner of your block or you're about to get into your car and a girl walks by, she look you up and down. And she smile at you. How you feel?
I feel pretty good, but at the same time, if she sees me on my off day, she's still going to see the same thing. If she's going to look at me for being materialistic and how I look.
You're feeding too much into it. I'm not saying that. I'm just asking you how you feel. You feel good about yourself, right?
You feel like,
okay, I'm on point. I look good. I did what I accomplished to do.
Right.
I'm not talking about all this, you know, she's just looking for you for your money, whatever. I'm not talking about that.
That feeling
that you get, you don't even have to holler at her. She just looked at you, looked you up and down, and she smiled and kept walking. She didn't even stop.
Oh, hell yeah. I think that's
right. And you go on by your day. You smirk at yourself and you go on by your day, right?
Right.
Okay, that smirk, that feeling, when you feel right there, women feel that when they get their hair done. And they get their feet.
I can't wait to get my hair done. I'm going to have an orgasm.
Chocolate. And that's what Rick is trying to say. That feeling you get right there, women can get gratification from these other things that she named. Exactly. So,
okay, but still, explain this.
I do too, but y'all just don't realize it's happening.
Okay, but still, explain this chocolate thing.
chocolate in case somebody's You ever heard of crazy?
Chocolate is an aphrodisiac anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying I know that because I eat chocolate all the time. But what I'm saying is, what do you get out of it?
Well,
the only thing I get out of it is the taste.
Well, all
I get out of it is the taste.
Well, first of all,
maybe a pencil
out of the skin, women is not eating chocolate every day. We got to watch our thinking. So when you think of eating chocolate, it's not a necessity, but it's like a reward for most
people. It's like a reward, you're right.
And I ain't talking about no 50 cent Hershey bar either.
I'm talking about the good chocolate. You can't buy $150 worth of chocolate every day. Or $25 box of chocolate every day. So when you go and buy this Godiva chocolate, which is very expensive chocolate, you know, you got to splurge on yourself. You're feeling good about yourself. You have what I call, you know, as far as my therapy, it's like spa day. You know what I mean? Everything that you done got your new clothes on and stuff like that. You feel it's like a boost for yourself. It doesn't have nothing to do with sex or nothing like that. It satisfies and it's like a reward to yourself. And it can just be, and you can just savor that, and for that 3 seconds or however long it tastes, it's more than just a taste. You get what I'm saying?
It's different. It's like the finest chocolate. It's decadent.
See,
you know what I'm saying? Try some truffles, chocolate truffles, and you will see it's not like an M&M or a Hershey or a Twix. It's like the finest chocolate, and you will be like, damn, you will close your eyes like, oh, my God. This is the best damn chocolate ever.
Fuck out
of
here.
Try it sometime, brother.
Gotta try it.
I'd just rather put the chocolate on you and enjoy it that way.
Oh, yeah. You can do that too, but, you know, just, you know, we try and get you to thinking about sex, you know.
Brother, you don't always need to have a female to enjoy the finer things in life. You understand what I'm saying? Sit back and enjoy it for yourself. And then appreciate with somebody else. A lot of the things I experience on my own. Then I say, okay, let me try this with a lover. But no, I enjoy it on my own first. Let me indulge and then I'll share. Mm. You know, I mean, come on. Let's raise the bar.
I'd rather shit.
All right.
That's just my personal opinion. I'd rather share. Fuck that.
All right.
Ain't nothing wrong with sharing. Ain't nothing wrong with indulging on your own, too. You know, come on. You got to love yourself first.
From the 443, which is 680, how you doing? State your name.
What's going on? Peace and blessings, family. This is Perk Daddy.
Hey, Perky.
What's going on, baby?
How you feeling tonight?
Chilling. Just listening to the show. Sorry I'm late. I told you earlier I was going to be on.
Uh-huh.
I have to listen to you, but I've got to, you know, give you love and listen to the show, definitely.
Thank you. And from what you heard, what is your assessment so far?
It's interesting. I understand what the sister's talking about with the chocolate or whatever. You feel differently when you put on some new clothes or have somebody look at you. But I thought we were talking about sexual gratification. I mean, I've had Godiva chocolate. That shit has never given me a hard on.
You're damn right.
You know, I mean, I've had champagne. I've never gotten the same feeling from champagne that I do from a good blowjob. I'm sorry.
It's all
of being real literal in the sense. I mean, you're being really, really literal.
With all due respect, that's how you were making it sound. Like if you went and got a wash and set, and somebody put their fingers in your hair, you know your toes were twitching. I mean, that's the way it was coming across.
If it's the right person doing that wash, your toes can't curl. I know that for a fact.
You're not the first woman I've heard say that. You know, mm-hmm. where women have that sensitive scalp thing going on, so they like to, you know, have somebody run their fingers through their hair and whatnot. you know, women and men are just different physiologically, mm-hmm. you know. So, I mean, there's going to be some things that's going to turn you on that, you know, for us as brothers, it's going to be like, what? That doesn't make sense. That doesn't compute.
Right.
Because we're different. We're just set up different.
Right. We're just set up different. But we are more in tune. Would you say that?
Yes.
I was saying women are definitely more in tune with their bodies.
Right. And our surroundings.
And so, what?
I said our surroundings.
Okay, definitely.
Because we see more than face value.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
because
so
for the average sister,
all this plays a part. Even when you are getting sexually gratified from gratification from a man, all this stuff plays a part as far as her being sensitive. Do you know they say that blind men are the best lovers? I don't know how true that is.
I don't know, but
they not.
You know, I've heard
they not. LaCroix, they not.
Oh, look here. You know what? Keep that on the hush hush.
They not, but thank you, lady. I was trying to get to a point.
They not. Okay.
you say so.
I was going to mess up and all that, right? You had to mess up my credibility. Thank you, lady. I appreciate that.
They're not that much better. No more than the average.
I'm about to mute you because I'm getting tired of you blowing in my ear. So you're going to be muted, John, because I don't appreciate all that. That's loud in my ear.
Wow.
Right, that's how we play on here. Okay, hard. We play hard on here. But anyway, sexual appetite, the conversation, sexual appetite. My thing is, I'm going to ask Lady C, because Brick, because y'all both older than I, sexual appetite, when you get older, it gets stronger. What about that, Lady C?
Yeah. I think
that
you class what you like,
go ahead, Lady C. I'm sorry. I'm going to
mute you. And you no longer ashamed to say what you want to get over. You realize what you want and you want to tell him. You don't want no guessing game.
Right.
So, yes, more because you say, hey, this is me. I want to be happy. I want to be satisfied. I don't want to walk around what you should have when I can tell him, look, baby, I like to hit it here and there. Mm-hmm. By the way, just that you're more verbal and you understand what you really like and you're willing to say it.
Mm. And what about for older men? Is it the same way for daddy?
I would say so. I mean, you know, I'm 43, you know, so I know what I like, I know what I don't like, you know, and that's why I like women around my age and not too much younger, not too much older, you know, because just
right.
like you said, a woman who's more mature, she knows her body, she knows what she likes, she doesn't have a lot of hangouts, she's not too cute to do things. You know, a lot of young girls are too cute to do some stuff.
What kind of stuff you're asking me to do to mess up my hair and my nails? No, I'm just playing.
Right. That's my point. Oh, no, I can't do that. I'm going to mess up my hair. I'm going to mess up my nails. Like, what?
I just got mine done. I'm just playing.
I ain't gonna stop from scratching Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't leave no mark. Nobody know I was here. Mm-hmm. I'm calling because then they
call those war wounds. Keep that. Bite, scratch. Do what you gotta do.
That's
how you know that you're doing a job.
No.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm more like an escaped slave when I'm finished.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
My nails are. What's this? skin under my nails. Ew, no.
No. I mean, when you get older, Crush, you're going to find that, you know, your sexual appetite shoots through the roof 200 and your tolerance for bullshit is zero. You know,
well, that's
and
right now, I tell you no lie. Yeah,
no, I mean, you really, like, no, see, now a lot of ladies put up with it. You're not even going to put up with it, you know. And I find that I date a lot of, actually, you know, they started dating younger guys because, you know, I can't find an older guy to keep up.
Mm,
but I'm not, you
crazy.
Know, I'm not averse to dating a guy, you know, older than my age. But I just find that, you know, older guys, like you said, the brother said, with younger girls have hang-ups and stuff like that. I find that a lot of older guys, it's like same thing. They have hang-ups with, you know, what they're going to do. And, you know, they always hurting, their knees hurting and healing.
Ooh,
and
that
hurting.
I found it be girls that knees be hurting and can't get into particular situations or positions that, you know what I'm saying, a guy can do. I don't know. I'm 30, 31 going on 32 this August or whatever, and I think my sexual drive has, yeah, it downsized a little bit, but it's not to the point where it's dramatic. Like, no, if anything, I crave it more. And I crave it with a right type of female, not just a younger female, because I'm not going to subject myself, you know, to downgrade myself to a younger girl because she's more athletic, built, nice body, or whatever
that's
the case may be, and she can get into all the positions.
That is not my only reason. You know, I just got tired of men after one round falling asleep. You
that's
know,
crazy,
and I'm sitting there like, what's up? And, you know, I got to the point where I just got tired of it, you know, threw water in their face and told me to get out.
So
you know, that's
you would rather deal with a younger dude and deal with all their problems and all their bullshit rather than, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying a one
no,
hit quit or whatever the case may be.
No, it's not about problems and ABS. No.
Okay. So we have, I'm not bringing you back online. You can hang up and call as many times as you want to. You're not coming back on. Okay, so sexual appetite. Okay, so it's not my sexual appetite that changed. Now, I'm speaking about it's my tolerance level that has changed. But I got somebody got mad at me because I left them a hickey. But they were bright skinned. Like, how you not leave a hickey and you bright skinned? And he texted me. He stopped talking to me for like a month and a half. He texted me. He said, I was mad at you because you left a hickey on my neck. And I had to go to work the next day. What? When did that become a bad thing?
Exactly. That's something to talk about.
Is that right? When did that become a bad thing? These people, these men nowadays are so superficial. Just as much as women are. They care about their looks just as much as women do. You know, a lot of these men are, you know, metrosexuals on the low.
Of course.
they go get their feet deep. They go they walk around with clear nail polish. They go get their eyebrows arched.
See, but we do that for y'all.
I
think guys do that to obtain attention from a female.
Well, yeah.
I mean, other than being self-gratifying.
You know, a lot of guys that do that kind of stuff, they do it for themselves.
Yeah, I mean, other than being self-gratifying and pleasing themselves, then okay. But nowadays, they doing it for the female, or the female put it into their head, like, yo, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
get your eyebrows arched. I think you will look better with your eyebrows arched.
You know, just people in love with themselves just that much. Ooh. I don't know. I don't see it. Like, I don't see a man with no eyebrows. That's not true.
Well, I guess some of them have an eyebrow that just scare you. You look like,
you just like, it's like it's soft on top. You know what I mean? Like, it's soft at top and everywhere else is just hard angles. It's just soft at the top and everywhere else is hard angles. Like, you need to soften it up. Put some blush on or something. That's too much work. Too much work. Some concealer or something. Okay. Okay, we see you. You came back with us, 917. You welcome back, Pastor Burke.
Yeah, sorry, I got disconnected.
What's up with this sticky person over here? What up, Black Reporter? Why you on a low low? Okay, Black Reporter is there, but he's not here. Okay. He's there, but he's not here. Chevy? All these people are here, but they're not here.
Yeah, okay. I'm here.
What you doing, Chevy?
I'm doing. I'm telling you, working right now. You know.
You at work right now, listening to us. What you think about the conversation so far?
Well, I think about the conversation. Yeah, I have to agree with what's her name is, whatever. Because like, when it comes to the chocolate thing, the real talk. They got the chocolate. What is it? Dove. That shit tastes real good. Like, I can see. Like, that shit tastes real good. Whereas, like, you know, Hershey's, that's not real chocolate. You know what I'm saying?
Hell no.
That's not real chocolate. If you want to take the technical, like, meaning of chocolate, Hershey's not chocolate. That's chocolate powder. But silk chocolate, that's real chocolate right there, you know. And that shit tastes good. So I have to agree with her, you know.
Okay.
That shit's worth that. $1.
Somebody's been a huffing and puffing. Like, they're not understanding. They can't wrap their minds around what you're saying.
I ain't saying to the point of orgasm. I'm just saying that shit, that Dove chocolate is real good. Real good. But, like, sexual addicts, whatever and shit, like, I see, like, that's, like, a problem that faces people that a lot of people don't realize. A lot of people don't really agree to that and won't believe they sexual addicts. This steamboat is like alcoholism and shit. Everybody pop a bottle. Everybody wanna have a bottle. Everybody wanna have a picture of a bottle on Facebook, but they're not alcoholics.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody popping a bottle every Friday. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're alcoholic. You know? But a lot of people don't wanna mess with it. You know? Same thing with sex addicts. A lot of people don't wanna mess with it. That's just my opinion. The whole
situation. I see somebody with a picture that had three big old Ciroc bottles in their hand. They did look drunk, though.
Yeah, they're alcoholics. They're proud alcoholics.
Well, I thought that test was bullshit, to tell you the truth, Crush.
What?
It was the test, the are you an addict test?
Uh-huh.
I thought it was BS.
It really wasn't what it was assessing was your risky behavior. Because people
that
know
think
to
about
be,
it.
Well, people are known to be sex addicts. They are very, you know, they involve themselves in risky behaviors. Like, you know, you so in tune or you want sex so much that you're willing to do anything to it. You know, if you've been sexually abused or sometimes, you know, you want to have sex with random people. It asks you those different things. Sometimes people that's online and just all they do is look up porn. You know, that's
okay,
part of
those are people
that. But if you ask an alcoholic, do you think you're an alcoholic? Are they going to say, yeah?
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
That part, yeah.
It's like the question
if
was so controlled.
But I know I said that too, but when sometimes you have an addiction and it gets to a certain level, you do have to sit back and question, do I have a problem? That's the only way you're going to help to begin with.
Those questions were so controlled in the aspect where it was like,
you have to
you pick up strange people in supermarkets.
Right.
I mean, the questions are so loaded.
Right.
Do you pick up strange people in supermarkets?
Mm-hmm.
Of course the average person is going to say no.
Everybody's going to say yes. Like, I understand that. They try to mix it up, I think. I think they try to mix it up, but they had a lot of different loaded questions.
But you got to realize this test was designed by doctors.
Who said that?
By doctors so they can get the results that they wanted out of it.
I believe that.
Huh?
because the way the questions were put, of course somebody is going to answer no. Because
exactly.
They put it so that it's such deviant behavior that who in their right mind would say yeah.
Exactly.
You know, do you prune shopping malls looking for strangers to have sex with? That sounds so shady. Of course you're gonna say no. But if they put it in like when Black Reporter was asking the questions, that had they have asked them, Black Reporter, if you met Norma Stitt in a restaurant and she asked you to go home with her, would you?
Oh yeah.
That's crazy.
But that's not
what you know I'm saying.
But you see, the thing is, as far as the risky behaviors of sex addicts, they do these things. They cruise the parks and they cruise the well, they call it cruising, sorry, though. But they cruise parks, they cruise restaurants, they cruise bars, and they don't care. They don't care about, you know, the sex afterwards. All they want is
and Crush is correct.
Climax. The only one is that climax. They don't care who it could be. It could be somebody with an STD paper and said, I'm positive, and they'll still do it because they are sex addicts. They put themselves in risky behavior. So to you and I, those seem like far off things. But for somebody that's a sex addict, they do these things. It's part of being risky behavior. They do these things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go across the park, yo.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, Sean? Yeah. Stay away from the park. You might know what you might get into.
I'm not going to park at night.
And not so much the park. I mean, you know, not so much the park. You know you've got these little theaters, and they're not really theaters. They're like bookstores.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that people that addicts would cruise. I know because I've done it in the past. You know, and that can get you in a hell of a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Wow.
I stay away from the park.
You're in the park? What?
Not that I stay away from the parks at night, because that's what happens at the parks at night.
I don't know, but I got faith. All right. So... I'm missing something right now. My computer is acting up right now. But anybody else ever thought that they are a sex addict? Nobody?
Are y'all trying to say I'm the only one guilty of that?
Right.
You're wrong.
Yes, you're the only one, as always. You fit the profile. You fit the bill. Only people are just hyper.
Y'all wrong.
Now, if she said deviant, then I would have had to think about that for a minute.
Oh, wow. So, Black Reporter.
Yeah.
Why did you stop taking your classes?
Because I got divorced. And after I got divorced, I was wondering, was I really doing that for myself or was I doing it for her?
What?
Yeah.
Was you, what, going to the classes or having sex problems?
I didn't see myself as having sex problems. And going to the classes.
Yeah, you had a problem.
Brick, you're wrong.
And how am I wrong?
Why did it get so quiet all of a sudden?
Because the focus is on you and your problem. This is an intervention.
Okay,
this is not turning into an online intervention.
I just started to 3% to 6% of Americans have sexual addiction.
Okay.
I just wanted to share that.
And you can drop a pin.
So, and there's also saying it's a, you know, chemical dependency and so forth and so forth and so forth, which we already knew that, duh. People that are sexual addicts also have low self-esteem and are difficult in relationships. Just thought you should know that.
Low self-esteem.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, low self-esteem.
They have low self-esteem. It's difficult for them to stay in a long-term relationship. They have they're very depressed. They get very depressed afterwards, and
after sex,
someone loves them.
Yeah, well, that's how you know it's an addiction.
They feel worthless, and
doesn't sound right.
No, but that's how you know it's an addiction. You know,
right.
if you're acting out and you're doing something either sexual or you go on from one relationship to another relationship, and female sex addicts, studies have shown, is really, you know, good for that. It might not be the sex, but they might be addicted to a certain type of person or a certain type of man that's toxic for them, you know? And they keep going back to the same type of person or this one person who knows they're not good for them, but for whatever reason, they can't get away from them. You know, they have some kind of notion. Right. You know, so they have some kind of emotional bond to it that's compulsive. You know, you can get into compulsive shit. You don't want to do it, you know, but you do it. There's a trigger. And when you act out, whatever that acting out may be, afterwards, you feel guilty, you know, or you feel low. That's when you know, damn, I got a problem. I need to go get some help.
Mm.
You know, it's not just about, okay, I like to have a lot of sex, or I like to swing parties, or I like to do this or whatever, you know, because if you're doing that and you have no problem with it and it's cool, then it's fine. But if you find yourself doing that shit when you really don't want to do it, and you're feeling bad afterwards, that's when you have a problem.
Sure.
Did you
know
they
had
a 12-step program for this?
Yes, they do. They actually have Sexaholics Anonymous meetings, just like Alcohol Anonymous, just like, you know, what's the meetings for drug addicts? So the drug addict meetings.
Okay.
They have
they actually
have meetings, and it's actually based on 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous.
One, we admit we are powerless over sex and love addiction, that our lives have become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood God. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admit to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly ask God to remove our shortcomings. Wow. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them and others. And 10, continue to take personal inventory and when we were wrongly prompted, admit to it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with a power greater than ourselves. Praying over only for knowledge of God's will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to sex and love addicts and to practice these principles in all areas of our lives. That's the 12 steps.
Yeah, it should be read at the very beginning.
No sexual.
Yeah. Huh? I should have been right at the very beginning.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, actually, there's more people here now than at the very beginning, so no, you're right. You're right.
Well, I just came across it. So what you think, what y'all think about that right there, 12-step program? I don't think so.
Well, there's also a saying that we have always used. God grant me the wisdom to change the things that I can. understanding. Yeah, I am forgetting this.
Right.
The understanding to know. Well, okay, somebody help me. God,
Lord, give me the power to accept the things that I can't change.
Exactly.
Right.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
The power to know the difference, something like that.
Yeah.
The wisdom to know the difference.
Yeah, right, and the wisdom to know the difference.
All that good stuff.
But yeah, it is powerful. You know, those 12 steps. All right, not to get too deep into my own business, but I had to go to those meetings at one time. You know, because I drank at one time, and with the drinking went along with sex, but it was all because of depression. You know, a lot of times, sex, drugs, alcohol, whatever, all of that, those are symptoms that mask something else that you're really going through. You know, and addicts who've gone through 12-step programs, they get to the heart of what's making you act out, which oftentimes is depression, sometimes mental illness. You know, it's something that's going on in your life that you can't deal with under your own power. So you're saying, okay, I'm not going to deal with this thing right now. So I'm going to medicate myself with alcohol or with cocaine or with sex or with shopping, you know, or with food. You know, I mean, your addiction can be anything that is used to mask that intolerable reality. And that's one of the best definitions of addiction I've ever heard somebody give me. Addiction is any compulsive, obsessive behavior that is used to mask an intolerable reality.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've got a question to ask you.
Yeah.
Have you watched, you watch CNN, I want to feel right?
Say again?
You watch CNN, right?
Do you watch CNN?
CNN, yes.
The reason why I'm asking that is because there is this new program that advertises on CNN, and they say that the 12-step programs of the past are no longer useful. And they're trying to get away from 12-step programs and everything. What do you think of that? I know you've heard the commercial, right?
I've heard about it. I've never actually seen the commercial. I've seen like advertisements for treatment centers where they say, you know, we use a whole different model. We don't use 12-step program, whatever. You know, it really depends on the individual. Because, you know, you have people who've gone through the 12-step program, go right back out and use. You know, you have people who go through the 12-step program and have clean time for years, and then something triggers them, and they're right back out there. You know, so it's really up to the individual. You know, I know people who have, you know, been addicted and didn't go through no 12-step program. They just got sick and tired of being sick and tired, and they just said, you know, forget it. You know, Miles Davis. You know, I don't know if you are familiar with the jazz.
I'm very familiar with Miles.
Okay. Miles was a heroin addict, you know, for a long time, especially early on in his career. But he went to his father's house one day, and he just got sick and tired of being sick and tired, and he locked himself in a bedroom for like a week and went through a whole withdrawal and everything else. But when he came out that room, he was ready to get on with his life. And he didn't pick up drugs after that or what have you. after that. You know, there was a really good documentary on jazz that I saw, you know, a couple of months ago, and they were talking about that particular story. But the thing with him was that he was always conscious, you know, being a black man in his 60s, being a celebrity, you know, and dealing with white people. So that was his thing. You know, that was his thing.
And was always afraid of doing that backslide?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, so he was always vigilant on that, you know. So when it comes to addiction in general, sexual addiction in particular, you have people who act out because they are not dealing with an inner issue that they really, really need to deal with. You know, for that brother who's, you know, constantly, or that sister, you know, I mean, it could be, you know, either one, male or female, because you have female sexuality, male sexuality, addiction to porn. You know, they, you know, go to the movies or what have you. You know, I mean, I grew up in New York in the 80s. You know, where 42nd Street was still 42nd Street before it became Disneyland. You know?
Okay.
And, you know, I remember as a young kid, you know, I was always advanced for my age because, you know, I was a nerd. I looked to read, whatever, you know. I was still asleep, but, you know, I was a closet nerd. I didn't let nobody know I liked to read too much. But, you know, my thing was Dr. Ruth. I listened to Dr. Ruth religiously. That's who taught me about sex. I listened to her show. And then you go down to 42nd Street, just all out there. You know, I went to my first X-rated movie. I was like 15. You know, I snuck into the movie, and I was blown. So after that, I was like, damn, you know. You know, so as the years went on, you know, sometimes it became a compulsion. You know,
yeah. When did you get your first piece?
I got my first piece. I was 11.
Whoa.
I was 11 years old when I got my first piece. I had my first threesome when I was 16.
Yeah.
And I've been a swinger since 1991.
Swinging. Hell.
The swinger. I knew that would perk somebody up.
Huh?
I knew that would perk somebody up.
Ew, swinger. I'm not a sex addict, though. My story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, no, I don't have that compulsion anymore. You know, it's
okay,
just not a compulsion anymore. You know, but at one time it was for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was. And it had to do with depression. You know, my mother passed away 3 weeks after I graduated from college. You know, and I went into a really, really deep depression where I just did not care about myself or anybody else, you know. So I masked that with alcohol and with sex, you know. And a lot of times it was the alcohol that led to sex.
Wow. Well, thank you, Kirk Daddy, for sharing your story with us. Once again, we would like to remind everybody that you're listening to Fall Fantasy Radio with LaCrush and Black Reporter. And I also want to remind you that next year, we have a new format coming up for Fall Fantasy Radio.
Yay!
we're bringing back our music session on Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday, we're going to have conversations like this one and then some. We're also going to have themes for every month, and our shows are going to be based on that theme. You know, you can find out all this information on fallfantasyradio.com. Also, I want to remind everybody to check out the website January 1st, 2012, because that will be the beginning of the Fantasy Listeners Sweepstakes, and you can win $25 from Fall Fantasy Radio.
We will be
January
giving away
$25. We're giving away $25 out of my own pocket.
Pocket.
So just remember that when you get this money, a bill is not paid. Not just play. When you get this money, my likes might get turned off. I'm just saying. No, on the internet.
Not getting paid.
Or I won't be able to cook for 2 weeks. Or something is not getting paid once you take my money. So
let's just say a total ramen diet.
Hey, y'all know how I feel about ramen noodles. All right, so the contest, the Fantasy Listeners Contest, is basically us just, you know, wanting to let our listeners know that we appreciate you. And, you know, we want to have a little fun. So the Fantasy Listeners Sweepstakes starts January 1st, 2012 at 12 a.m. Eastern. Basically, you go to FullFantasyRadio.com, click on the sign, and actually sign up. It's a form, sign up with your email address. You know, you can win $25. The sweepstakes close January 25th, 2012 at night. And the drawing will be the last Tuesday right here at Fall Games Radio Live. We'll do the after drawing. So, you know, I'll contact you and let you know, you know, if you want or not. So, basically, once again, tune in to Fall Games Radio Live, which I also should remind you that the show name will be changing in January.
Yes,
it
will.
Huh? Right.
What is the name change to?
The show name will change to the Adult Zone.
Okay.
So we'll have two segments on Full Fantasy Radio, which is going to be the Adult Zone, which is basically what we're doing now with the Crush and Black and Quarter. And then we also have Crush Blue, where we play music from yesterday, today, tomorrow, a lot of indie artists, folklore, hip hop, and R&B.
We are working on a segment to where you may hear from different people as far as things that are happening in today's black world and today's African American world. So keep listening. You know, we're trying to give you all the stuff you need.
Right. We're trying to cover all the bases. We're trying to give you that grown folks. We're trying to give you that you know, let's party, let's have fun, let's have a good time. And, you know, sometimes we just want you to stop and think about it. So, you know, tune in January 3rd, 2012, and start off the year with us. You know, so we're gonna have our basically online party for the new year. What else? Like a photo. FullFantasyRadio.com. This Thursday, I found out something. Also, I want to remind actually want to tell everybody that I will be co-hosting for a little bit on somebody else's show. He called in earlier. He disappeared on me. Rickness has started a new show today called Wellness and Illness. Wellness versus Illness. It's here on Blog Talk Radio. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Rickness. RICKNESS.
And it appears right before our show.
No, it's not a full-hour show. It's a half-an-hour show, actually.
No, I see it appears right before our show.
Oh, right. Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central. His next show is next Tuesday, December 20th, and the topic will be depression for the holidays. His show covers topics related to mental health issues, overcoming trauma situations, and learning how to dream and set realistic goals and so much more. So, you know, help me, help him, and help him, help us. Wellness versus
Did
building.
Rickness already leave?
Rickness. Huh?
He already leave?
Right, he left.
Okay.
Right. So that show will be on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. The call-in number, if you dare to call in, 347-215-7038. You know, save that number. So that'd be a good show. Good time. We have a lot of people online. Y'all so quiet. Oh, did y'all fall asleep on me? Roll call. 225.
Mike Brooklyn, still on the line.
Hi. Hi, 225. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Lady C from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Got
718-342. Who's that, Mike?
Yeah, that's Mike.
Mike, big Mike. Yeah. 443-680. Kirk Daddy, still with me?
Kirk Daddy's still here.
All right. 917-200. Pastor Brick.
The Pastor Brick.
Still here, all.
The Brick, okay. 404-956. Sean, you still with me?
Yeah, I'm sitting here, baby.
Okay. 347-731. Chevy, you still with me?
Yeah, that's BWP, James.
And the one that's on timeout, the 614, John from Ohio, you still with me?
You got to put him off mute. You put him on mute.
I know. John, you still with me?
Oh, yeah, hon.
Okay. You know I love you, John, right?
I'm all right.
You all right, John?
I'll holler.
You all right back here? What do you mean you holler? And also, we cannot forget, because he know he feels neglected if you don't mention his name, from New Iberia, Louisiana, the Black Reporter.
And I am under the weather, folks. That's the reason why you didn't hear me from the majority of the show. But I had to intro the show, and I've got to let the show out, as always. So.
What, you the gatekeeper? So I let the show in, I let the show
yes,
out.
Yes, I am, Rick.
Oh,
my God, that's a sexy name.
Also, we have Pastor Brick with Curvy Love Talk Radio Show.
Yeah, that's me.
CURVI Love Talk Radio Show on Blog Talk.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we're changing our name too.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
We are changing our name to
Planet Curvy.
To what?
No, it's going
to
be Curvy. It's going to be Curvy After Dark.
Curvy After Dark.
We're going to take one hour a little bit later as well.
You said Curvy After Dark.
Yeah, that's going to be the new name starting in January.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And we're going to get into a lot of different naughty, naughty things over there.
Okay.
It'll be very naughty.
So what comes along with the name change, sweetheart?
Well, what comes along with the name change is that we're going to be doing a lot of things that are done after dark.
I kind of figured as much.
There's going to be a lot of sleeping going on in that show. No.
Oh, no, it's not going to be a lot of sleeping. We're going to take it some days. We're going to have it announced where we're going to do like a online cam thingy. So you'll get to interact with us live. If you have a cam, if you don't, you can listen to us and you can just look at us if that's your thing. That's what you want. It's going to be very entertaining. I plan on dressing up in different costumes. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a lot of fun.
Costumes, actually.
That's what's up.
I was like, my type of show. I want to wear costumes. Can I wear costumes?
You can wear a costume and come online with us.
Yeah, I got me a wedding webcam now.
No cam.
Exactly. Little looky-loos can come in. So if you don't have a webcam, you can still come look.
I'm going to put my
Incredible Hulk.
I'm
going to
put my
food in.
Yeah.
Okay, who's going to be the naughty nurse?
Okay, well, we'll take requests. When I plan on the first date, I have a Wonder Woman costume that I've been dying to wear, so I'm going to be Wonder Woman. I don't know what Tabby's going to come dressed up as, but we're going to
Wonder
do a lot
Woman.
Of fun things. And we're going to have demonstrations like, you know, showing women how to do fellatio and things like that.
Ooh,
so it's going to be really
demonstrations.
Interesting.
Oh, beautiful.
Well, all right now.
Rich,
I definitely turn
in. A Wonder Woman outfit doing fellatio.
All right.
I'm going to show you how. I'm going to be doing a real thing. We're gonna have a toy.
I'm about to say you can charge money for that though.
So you're gonna have to laugh and everything, huh? That's another thing. I can't talk about that now. Look at the ears perked up.
Raffle.
Well, I can't really talk about that. But I don't want to, you know, talk about that on Cross the Show, but you can see me at tinychat.com/brick and, you know, PayPal me the password. Come on. Y'all didn't hear me say that online, though.
What are you doing? John is coming. You gonna be there, John?
No, if she's on Facebook, man, I'll pop her up and take a look at her too.
Okay, well, just John, hit my inbox. I'll send you the PayPal email.
No.
Got my PayPal.
Okay. I pay to play.
I want to know where the guys at
in the cam show. That needs to be a topic.
Like your girlfriends are in the other room, and they're sneaking out into the living room with their laptops to look at the show.
Now, what about your best friend, Brick?
What about my best friend?
Not your best friend, Brick. I meant Crush.
What about my best friend?
Crush knows who my best friend I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
The man you said you want to have a fantasy about?
I know, right? You playing too much. I swear I'm going to get him on the phone. He's going to get on this show next year. Watch.
Oh, he will?
I'm going to hunt him down, and I swear I'll drag him by his ear because he ain't got no hair.
You wanted to drag him by something else.
Right. You know it, John. You know it. I'm going to get him on the show, though. He's going to come.
What, Crush got a crush?
Yeah, on Flash.
Yep. What's his name again, Crush?
On Flash.
Thought you said it was Mr. Marcus.
Flash!
I never said that. Ew.
Oh, girl, you get him on that show, Lord have mercy.
I've been trying to get on the show, but I ain't try hard. I'm going to try harder this year. I almost had him last year. I almost had him on the show. Almost. I was on Twitter. We was going back and forth. And he was like, happy birthday, all that other stuff. And, you know, things just happened. So I didn't get him on the show.
You've been showing his picture, but you haven't been showing everything.
Yeah, I saw everything. I put a picture up there of everything. Believe me, I did.
Okay, I must have missed it.
Right, everything was on that spot. I had to. Believe me, he's up there. I'm looking at him right now.
Ooh.
Anyway. Okay,
okay.
I forgot to thank you for that referral. I really appreciate that referral.
All I'm saying.
I did a research out.
They asking if the hook going backwards.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Lord, I want to hop on top.
Lord have mercy.
I swear I hate people. Like, it's up there.
Lord can't help
you. Yes, it is, Lord. Oh, listen, y'all got your normal sense. Give us this, okay?
Right. And I love the fact that
it was a ripoff. Nobody could get through, man. My buddy called me and told me about that.
He says it's no hair anywhere but on his face and under his arm.
Oh, hello.
I know.
That's a little bit more information I need to know.
Then hang up.
Well, you can see and appreciate it.
We're serious right now. You can hang up and call back. I'm just saying. Love you, John. Love you.
Oh, my God.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. John acting.
I got a dog, a little puppy.
Yeah, you are. You're such a good boy. And you're such a good boy. Yes, you are.
You bitch your normal sis. You start begging for buttermilk and shit.
What was that, Clark? I mean, Britt?
I didn't say nothing.
I'm going to wake up.
You gonna try to call her tomorrow? She gonna hang the damn phone up. She gonna try to call her
tomorrow. Y'all got Glade C cracking up about that.
Right, she already knew it. That's why she laughing so hard.
You all sit up here. So I said normal. What's that, Brett? Oh, I never say normal one time. What's that? She gonna call her tomorrow. She gonna be like, why don't you ask normal sex?
What?
Are you stop.
Normal on the show again. Hi, John.
Hey, what's up?
We get normal on the show.
Hey, man, what the hell's going on?
John ain't afraid of normal shit.
We're going to have Perk Daddy on the show. Perk Daddy said he's going to come on the show. We're going to do a whole 2 hours on you, right, Perk Daddy?
Whoa, a whole 2 hours?
Yeah.
An hour. Perk Daddy, 2 hours. Oh, man,
why don't you get a show with Snoop Dogg, man? That'd be cool as hell.
I wish I could. If you find his number, you call him and tell him I want to show.
I'm up in Facebook. Well, they got a shitload of Snoop Dogs, but I bet they ain't the real one.
Right.
John, you ain't scared of Norma Spitz?
Huh?
You're not afraid of Norma Spitz?
Nah, that phone number, man, my buddy and I called that, it was a block talk radio.
Did you see that white slave in her video? You wasn't scared?
It was.
She had a white slave in her video. You wasn't scared?
Yeah, just sit on my face.
You like face sitting, John?
Hey, if it's dark, it's juicy, it tastes good.
But you don't get high from that, though, right? You ain't scared?
I know that's right.
That's a lot of ass.
I wonder if she's still in the business? That's Jeannie Pepper.
Yeah.
I remember Jeannie Pepper.
We don't know who that is. You lost her husband.
I'm talking about
you walking a fine line.
What's that?
What thing? Ain't no thing that he can mess up. I can't mention it because Black Reporter swore me to secrecy. But let me tell you something, Black Reporter. I'm not going to help you if you can
wait, wait. Yeah. Time out here. Excuse me.
No, we'll talk about it on
good.
All
right.
Where Black Reporter
is like that?
More than I know.
Right?
What's going on, Black Reporter? Something
happened
I don't know about.
I mean, you don't understand. All week long, I get phone calls. Lady Z. You know, you showing up on this phone?
You wrong for that, Brick.
Okay. I'm just telling you.
Wrong
don't
for
call
that.
Me tomorrow. Tell me some Lady Z will return your call.
Cross. Hey, honey. Maybe you could get her on the show, too, because she's on Facebook, too. Cotton Candy.
No.
That heavy-set black girl, man. She's real nice working.
Y'all have had normal. Can we have a male porn star crush?
I'm
thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Don't always got the
man.
What about something for us? That's right. Lady C needs some new music because she's black quarter and that stuff.
Oh, come on. Come on, Brick.
If I can't get a porn star, can I get a male stripper?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Ask a male stripper
to be
on the show. He's
going to
strip for us, of course.
You can't
see.
We'll
have to
explain his technique.
Yeah.
That's what I'm calling for.
A male stripper on the radio.
That could be a girls-only show to have no men on.
They don't like that. Black Report told me I'm doing it. They
why you trying to ruin the fun for us, Black
Report? They whine and cried. Oh, my God. Why would you get on?
That's because you couldn't just talk to Lady C. That's why. Remember when she was so close but so far and he couldn't get to her?
Remember Lady C?
Make it happen, and you can even be a special guest co-host with Black and Foam.
Good. Then I'm gonna
hold
your wand.
Well,
I think you should do a dating game type of thing.
I was thinking that would be nice. I was thinking that too, but then I was like,
and then have the people come on the show and tell the real deal.
We don't have a balance in men and women, or do we?
Yes, sir. It's like 50 people from New York on this phone. What's up?
How you doing?
We're not in Brooklyn. Where y'all at?
How you doing?
People from Brooklyn on this phone.
Oh, no, they hung up. Well, one hung up.
They all hung up. You see?
Mike, you still with us, Mike?
Who was it?
Mike is still here. Mike, you still with us? Oh, he wasn't.
I'm around. My back. I was sitting here just listening to y'all.
Mike around, but I'm not here. I don't know.
Mike, what's your name on Facebook? Why don't I see you? I got a lot of Mike.
Shit, that's my government is on there, so I'm not going to even give that out on the net.
Okay, what does
over
the
phone like that?
Of your name?
It's my government name on there. I'll give you the first three letters of first, last, and middle name. VRL. That's all I got to say.
Oh.
But I'm on there.
Yeah.
I'm on your list.
Did you welcome from brother? Oh, you
at
Brownsville. I understand. I got you.
Oh, I see you.
Oh, yeah. You know, I can't be giving out names over the net.
Okay.
You
okay, I see you.
I'm here. I'm just listening to y'all.
Oh, you're handsome.
You
got a little baby face going on.
Oh, chill out.
I was like, that's a bad
surprise. Put all your business out there since you want to be incognito.
Yeah, come on. Please.
He's a Leo. Okay. He wears hats to the back. Okay.
What? Hold on.
This show is... All right. Uh-oh.
Who that, your girlfriend?
Oh, y'all. And the conversation was going to get that I would have jumped right in.
Who that, your girlfriend?
That's X. I've been trying to get in contact with you for the longest now, but I never could get in contact. So I decided to call the show, see what it was about,
first time actually calling.
Aww.
Like I said before.
Right.
So now you done been hazed and initiated. It picked on you a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt. Go ahead. I mean, I'm
called,
well,
it's
like we do have to do, we have to do a dating
thing.
This
is called the hazing. This is the hazing part of the show. You pick on all the
Right. I ain't paying shitty for Brownsville. That's all right.
By the way, I hate to
never
bring
ran, never will.
This move down. I hate to bring this move down, but did y'all hear that there was a woman who got abused by three band members of the Rattlers band?
Right, that wouldn't do nothing for us. I don't even know who that band is.
Band is
the Florida A&M band.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Did you hear about the guy that shot his wife over a Gucci bag 10 times?
What?
Now,
a Gucci bag? Why?
Gucci bag?
For what the Post, what the New York Post was saying, I was reading the paper the other day. Not an undercover cop, but a retired cop, former bodybuilder. His wife came home with a Louis Vuitton bag. He got tight and shot her 10 times.
Oh my God.
Dang.
We was talking about that at work last night. It was just a whole big topic. And I'm telling them, like, yo, I mean, she paying $1,400 for a bag. I would kind of be upset.
Yeah, but she ain't going to try to kill her, but that's part of
it. I wouldn't kill him, buddy. I'd make her take
the
damn
money. What the hell?
He took it to the extreme, but that's a conversation that we was having the other night.
That's a very good topic.
Wow. I guess I better think again before I try that shit on.
Oh, man.
That was cool.
Holy shit.
Listen, Queen.
Go for a bag. This is just crazy. We're not even going to get into the news because we got 5 minutes left on the show. I want to thank everybody. Well, actually, we got 3 minutes left on the show. I want to thank everybody that tuned in, from Lady C to John to Mike to Perk Daddy, who kept quiet over there, to Rick, Sean, repping BBW, to my good friend, Chevy Baby. Everybody that's tuned into the show, thank y'all for tuning in.
Oh, yeah.
And bringing some good news.
Hey, happy holidays,
everybody. No problem.
Nice conversation.
Happy holidays,
also, remember, we'll be back here Thursday. December 15th, 9 p.m., and we're going to be talking about the stable.
Well, I guess I better be front and center, huh?
Yep.
We're going to be talking about the horse stable.
Talking about the horse stable.
Oh.
These men want
to have
pens, ladies. Take notes.
And we're asking how horses are like men.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
All right.
Hey, our horses like men, women like to ride them.
Thank you, John. Thank you. Thank you for that. All right.
The joy will be fun.
On that note, we got the 90 seconds recorded. Did anybody else hear that? Oh, I just hear it. www.phonefantasyradio.com. It's a place to be. We're on Facebook. Hit us up at Hearts Radio. Or you can hit up Black Twitter page.
Giving us this, you know what I mean? Outreach.
Or you can hit up Black Reporters page, BLK Reporter. I'm on Facebook as well as La Hearts. Look up Kirby Radio. All that good stuff. Okay, Black Reporter, you got 60 seconds. Go.
Okay, what time there was has ceased to be, and there is no more. Yesterday is gone, forget about it. Tomorrow is here, don't worry about it. Today is here, make the most of it. Stand up for something you believe in, because you can fall for anything. If we didn't play everything you wanted to hear, we didn't play anything. So, okay, so be it. But we will be playing something soon. On your face, put a big smile. We will see you on Thursday. And until we meet again, you are in. And we are out.
Bye, everybody. See you Thursday.
Love y'all.
Later.
Thursday.
Oh, no.
Thank you.
Get ready for
thank you, my puppet.
I love you, lady.
Yeah, thank you. Deuces.